This is Foggy Mountain Breakdown, the iconic bluegrass instrumental played by legendary duo Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. In the 1940s and 50s, Flatt and Scruggs, along with a handful of other bluegrass musicians, popularized rural roots music. Though Lester Flatt has been dead some three decades, today the House of Representatives honored him. NPR's Andrew Seabrook was there.
These days, Lincoln Davis is a congressman from Tennessee, but in the late 1940s, he was an American boy in the rural South.
Listening to a radio operated by a battery on a Saturday night was one of the special times when the family got together, but certainly for this particular occasion, for that hour-long session, the Grand Ole Opry.
That's where he first heard Lester Flatt's unmistakable voice.
I've been listening to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
This is how most people know Flatt's playing, the theme song to the Beverly Hillbillies. Its real title is The Ballad of Jed Clampett. When he was a boy in rural Tennessee, Flatt sang in the church choir and taught himself to play the guitar. In 1945, he joined Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys. That's where he met Earl Scruggs. Congressman Davis, who now represents the area Flatt was born in, says the music and the musician are as important to American culture as its best writers and painters.
He gave us, all of us who live in America, and all of those of us who love bluegrass music on a Saturday night, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and gospel music on Sunday night, this bluegrass style.
The House of Representatives voted unanimously to honor Lester Flatt today. And though he died some 30 years ago, one can only hope he's up in that great bluegrass band in the sky.
Yes, there'll be bluegrass in heaven up yonder by and by. Bluegrass in heaven in the sky, in the sky.
Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
Five-string banjos ringing. I'm gonna be a member of heaven's bluegrass band.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.